ask you to hold this as the microphone because the air conditioner is a little bit loud. And when you're ready, just tell us where that is.
Tell it story.
As much as you can remember.
I remember the story was he said the police was checking doors one night and he saw he came across some man. They say that the man was wearing a long coat. I think he went from door to door. Nothing that he discovered. They discover a man was hurt. Come to a conclusion that that man named was Jimmy. Yeah. I didn't recall a whole lot of it because I just read it, you know, and it just went through my mind. I didn't know I had to read it back to you. A lot of it I just heard and that's it, you know, I didn't concentrate on it. Tell it back. If I had knowing that, I probably would have.
Are you anything else that you remember from the story? Any bells or
A lot of different things. You know, like I told you, a lot of different reactions that take place. But by she reading, I was reading it from the book as fast as she read it to me, but I didn't trying to remember, but I didn't know I had to tell it back, so that's the part.
All right. Well, if you could tell me a story, if you had a childhood experience, with at least two or three people in it,
during my childhood, I was raised on the farm, you know, my grandparents raised me. I used to be, when I was young, I used to be real sick. They used to take me to a doctor. I used to have fevers and chills. But the doctor came to a conclusion that I had to have my tonsils, you know, removed. So, it's a hospital in Orangeburg, South Carolina. I went there, I stayed overnight, I think, but they took my tonsil out, and when I came out, the operation room, I think I brought up quite a bit of blood. But after that, I don't think I was sick like that. Also, once, I don't know how old I was, about 15, I always wore a bicycle. You know, they used to have a story out that it was Santa Claus, but I think through high school, me and some old kids was talking about it, you know, they tell me it wasn't no Santa Claus. But I know when I got my bicycle, I woke up that morning and see my bicycle, and I was so happy.
That's the end of the story?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you a story, a very short story, and then you tell it back to me. Here's the story. While a lady was shopping, her wallet fell out of her purse, but she didn't see it fall. When she got to the checkout counter, she had no way to pay for her groceries, so she put the groceries away and went home. Just as she opened the door to her house, the phone rang, and the little girl told her that she had found her wallet. The lady was very relieved. Now, tell it back to me. That's the story. Okay. Okay. All right. Remember the story, because at the end I'm going to ask you to tell it to me again. All right. If you don't mind, I'll run you through a couple of memory exercises. Oh, I'll make it three. I'm going to give you some numbers and ask you to repeat them after me. Okay? 582.
582.
694. 6439.
6439.
7286 Now I'm going to do the same thing, give you some numbers, but this time repeat it to me backwards. Okay. 2-4.
4-2.
5-8.
8-5.
6-2-9.
6-2.
Okay. 4-1-5.
5-1-4.
Great. 3279. Okay. 4968. Alrighty. Okay. This exercise is a category. It's going to be three categories. And I'm going to ask you to name as many items in each category as you can. First category is foods. Name as many, anything that you can eat in at least 1 minute. And you can begin.
Rice, carrots, beans, pearls, chicken, hamburger, ice cream. Potato salad. Cake.
Oh, there. It's two different colors.
Red,
green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue. Blue, red, yellow, green. Red, blue, yellow, green.
Excellent. Okay. Do you remember the story about the lady who went shopping? Can you tell me that story again?
Yeah, I just remember the lady who went shopping. When she went to pay her merchandise, discovered she had lost some money. And then, you know, her girlfriend had the money.
That's everything. Let's see. This is the payment form, and you'll get a copy of this, of course. And this gets turned in today. We're going to leave here, I believe, and go directly to the university. And we'll fill this card out in here.
Telling you that this lady is leaving at 3 o'clock. that at all when you're sleeping?
Nobody
gets paid. 130 or something. You know what I'm saying?